Proclamation number 2034 dated the August 18, 1941. Teaching of predestination. The teaching of predestination has to be clarified most decisively if people are not to be pushed into wrong thinking and completely mislead. It is a genuine danger to people who accept what is offered to them as a religious dogma without seriously reflecting on it. This teaching destroys every impulse in the human being. By suppressing the aspiration to ascend, the human being becomes inactive and completely surrenders himself to the actions of forces which now have power over him. The person does nothing to resolve this obvious inertia because he believes that God's grace will reveal itself to him when he so pleases. This assumption is proof of his missing faith in God's infinite love and mercy. It is an assessment of the eternal deity in accordance with human understanding, because it infers that God's love depends on the worth or worthlessness of the person. God's mercy includes all human beings. And divine love is only ineffective where human will offers resistance, but it is always concerned with turning this will towards itself. God is certainly pleased when people ask for him, whose will thus enables the bestowing of grace. But his care and love is always concerned with those who do not yet want to be seized by his love. However, it would be completely wrong to assume that God's gift of grace is given arbitrarily, that receiving it can neither be prevented nor encouraged by the human being. It would be completely wrong to use human limitations in respect to the giving of God's love, i.e., by assuming that it depends on God's pleasure in the person. In that case, the human being would be a lamentable creature, because he is in an imperfect state of maturity which would have to exclude God's benevolence. He is still sinful, i.e., his will is still striving towards God. God's benevolence is not aroused until the will turns towards God, and this motivates God in giving his grace in abundance to the human being. But God will never impart his grace to the human being whose inner will is still in opposition to God. A person can indeed openly oppose God, but his soul can nevertheless desire God, in which case the forces of the underworld are strongly influencing him to revolt against God, and then divine grace will help him to achieve victory over these forces. This is undeniably caused by divine grace. It has helped the person whose heart had desired God. A human being who would receive divine grace without his will or in opposition to his will would be a predestined being. He would have to mature by means of grace. But such maturity excludes free will and would therefore never result in perfection. Amen.